And so, number three on Osteen's list of live your best life now is discover the power of your thoughts and words. Discover the power of your thoughts and words. If you think negative thoughts all the time, how can you expect God to bless you, you negative person? But when you think positive, excellent thoughts, you will be propelled towards greatness, inevitably bound for increase, promotion, and God's supernatural blessings. The Bible tells us that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So there's his, you know, little scripture quote. If you will transform your mind, God will transform your life. But I don't think he's talking about the transformation that the Bible's talking about. He's talking about transforming your life from the lemon car to the Rolls Royce or whatever. So I don't think Joel Osteen's hurting for money today, is he? $300 is what he charges to go see him preach somewhere. $300. Hey, I want $300 from each and every one of you right now. No, just kidding. But how ridiculous is that? Discover the power of your thoughts and words. You know what my number three is? That you need to get out and get soul winning. You need to get soul winning. And you know what's going to help you in this life and in the life to come? Soul winning. Every soul you win, that's an eternal reward in heaven. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say this because I've heard some people say that you can lose your rewards. I don't believe that you can lose your eternal rewards. That person's always going to be saved, aren't they? Amen. So how do you lose that reward? That rejoicing in heaven. I don't believe that. Now, again, if Pastor Shelley believes something different, then I'm wrong and he's right, okay? But I don't believe that. I don't believe you can lose. Now, the Bible talks about you losing rewards, it's the rewards that you could have had you been living your best life now. Had you been soul winning. Had you been getting people saved. Look, I've been a Christian for a long time, but I didn't start doing the soul winning, the type of soul winning I'm doing now until way later. I didn't get figured out right away. I would try to get people saved, but I didn't, you know, I wasn't doing it right. And I would get people saved, but it just wasn't on the level that it's happening now. Because I just needed some more clear instruction on that. But I want to redeem the time. I want to have more rewards in heaven. I want to get people saved. Proverbs 11:30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." There's a lot of Christians that are saved that are not winning souls. They're not. They're not even trying. And Brother Eli was talking about getting ready for the mega marathon. You know what builds the church is when you obey God. And this church is going to get big. And you guys are obeying God. You're doing a great job. But another thing, another key, and I talked about this in San Antonio, is that at our church, what I've seen, what I've observed with my eyes, is that when we had like a mix of maybe, I don't know if it was half and half, half talkers, half not talkers, but as we started moving along, those non-talkers became talkers and started winning people to the Lord. And then God started increasing the number of our church. There's some kind of, I'm not going to say magic formula, but it's God's formula. It's the way God builds the church. So if this whole room is filled with talkers, you know what he's going to do? He's going to bring a bunch of non-talkers to this church.